sports scene today.
Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you are talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander Holyfield.
Craig LeBron,
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? Another Friday, Talking Sports.
There you go. This is in December. First one of December.
God, time flies.
It really does.
I mean, what's the furthest back memory that you have?
In my life?
In your life.
My third birthday.
Isn't that crazy?
Right.
I remember kissing my third grade teacher.
You did what?
I kissed my third grade teacher.
Wow. Yep. Story time with Uncle Randy.
Yeah, well, we should have done that last night.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, where we have the music. And there's so much that we need to get to. But, yeah, my third grade teacher, Miss Diebold.
Okay.
Okay. I vaguely remember that she was hot.
Okay.
But what,
I hope so.
Well, why? In the third grade, does it matter?
Fair enough.
Okay. So what she used to do was she would take, three, four, five of her kids every X amount. I don't want to say every weekend because I don't remember. To kind of like their own little field trips and stuff.
Okay.
Now, you're going to have no idea where this place is. Hopefully, depending on how long Ed has been in the Tampa Bay area, he may. But there used to be a place on 34th Street called Big Boy.
Okay.
And it used to have this big boy that was outside.
Frisch's
was,
Big Boy. That
I,
one?
I don't know if it was Frisch's, but it was...
It was a burger joint?
It was a burger joint, okay. And, he wore like a checkered
something. Yeah. I'm familiar with
So
with
she's driving us little kids to this, and then they had this big super slide.
Okay.
That, you now see at the fairs. And we were in the car, and I don't remember if we were at a red light or we'd already pulled in the parking lot. And, we're all sitting there like good little third graders, and a Tom Jones song came on.
Okay.
And that's why I will always be a Tom Jones fan. And it's called, or at least the line, I don't know if it's called, Just Help Yourself to My Lips. And so I reached over and said, okay, and I kissed her.
It's okay. Tom Jones told me to.
Yeah, exactly. And unfortunately, today she'd probably be in jail for it.
Even though she
didn't do anything, I did.
Absolutely.
So. Lots to talk about, so let's get right into it. Calm down, NFL.
Calm
down. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Calm.
Relax.
Easy.
Well, what the relax portion means. Aaron Rodgers last year told everybody when they were in the struggling line to relax. As awful of a call as that was last night. Did you see it? I know between your school, your responsibilities of
finals.
The website.
Are rough right now.
Those half-naked statues that you continue to accumulate from all over the world.
That's the idea.
You probably didn't see. Detroit's winning the game. Green Bay comes back. Green Bay now gets the ball. No time basically left. Time for one more play. They thought they were the old Stanford team.
Okay.
Flipping the ball all around, whatever. The ball gets back to Aaron Rodgers when a defensive player nicks. And when I say nicks, it's about as close as the microphone is to your lips right now.
Okay.
But he made contact. Barely. All right, let me say it appears he made, because.
Covering your bases.
Covering my bootay. It's a penalty. You cannot touch the helmet. You cannot touch the face mask. You cannot touch a quarterback. You can't tackle a quarterback. You
can't breathe on him.
You can't.
Mm-mm.
You can't go high. You can't go low. You have to hit him in the waist. Well, they barely nicked the face mask of Aaron Rodgers. The Green Bay Packers are trailing the Detroit Lions. The game is now over. So because of a defensive penalty, there will be one untimed down to finish the game.
Okay.
How do they let that guy stand at the 2-yard line? And then he floats back from the 2-yard line.
There should be three people at the line.
They were all behind him.
And eight people.
You would think.
Should be on the goal line.
Everybody kind of, you know, descended as the ball came down, as the projectile came down from Universe Packer Land.
Uh-huh.
Touchdown, Green Bay.
Game over.
Green Bay wins.
Bye, Felicia.
And everybody's like, you know, that was on Let's Make a Deal.
Really?
The great Wayne Brady said, bye, Felicia. And I'm like, Felicia. I have still no idea what it means. All I know is you guys say that all
Don't
the time.
Worry about it.
So for all of you people that are upset, you can't touch the helmet. And the face mask, unfortunately, is on the helmet of a quarterback.
I understand protecting the quarterback. Is there too much? Is it good that they were erring on the side of caution and saying, even though it was close, it appeared that there was the most minor of contact. You would rather them go ahead and call the penalty?
No, I think that they protect them way too much. I most certainly do. But that's not up to me, and it's not up to fans, and it's not up to if it's a rule.
The rules are one thing. The interpretation or the execution of the rules is on the referees. The rules are put in place by the NFL. The referees are the ones that have to stand by them. So it's their interpretation on whether or not the rule was broken in the first place.
Well, yeah, but it correct me if I'm wrong, rule isn't to be interpreted. Correct?
There's a lot of interpretation, though. Supreme Court rulings, there's interpretation in laws.
If you touch the helmet, it's a penalty. If you touch
it. From what it sounds like, it could be up in the air whether or not it was actually touched.
No.
It is an interpretation that it appeared to be touched.
I'm saying that it appeared to be because I wasn't a referee on the field standing right there when it happened.
Without the benefit of replay at the time.
Yeah, I mean, it appeared that he touched the mask. So there's no interpretation. If he touched the mask, which we're going to say he did because the penalty was called,
right?
There's no interpretation to it. Don't touch the face mask of a quarterback. Now, if you happen to be a delivery driver for a particular company, I would have said it a little differently.
Go ahead. Might as well. You already took shots at him on Twitter.
No, I can't say it because this isn't the Thursday night show.
No, you can call out who it is.
Oh, no, I would definitely be pretty vocal about this.
You just can't say what you really
but
want to say.
But that's another story. It's another day. My blood pressure is – do what? Okay. It's another day. It's another story, and we will get to that. I need to be in that good, happy place. And Fridays, roughly 105, 106, I get in my happy place for Steve Savanu. Steve, how are you?
I am good, Randy. How are you?
Not too bad. Everything is good. As a matter of fact, I've been doing a lot of work on the upcoming Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas.
Fantastic, because, you know, it's supposed to be bigger and better than ever before, and we will be there with all kinds of new and exciting stuff, of course.
I definitely can't wait, but today we're going to talk about, you know, I love this product. I love all your products, but I love this product because it kind of reminds me a little bit of me growing up, because back in the day, all these young folk don't know what a turntable is.
What's that?
Well, we're going to talk about what a turntable is with the LP60 RD, which is the one we'll be giving away today.
Well, it is a fully automatic stereo belt drive turntable, and you're right, but there's been a resurgence in vinyl, and I was out on Thanksgiving night doing a little pre-Christmas shopping and went into a record store, and they actually had, you know, a whole aisle full of new releases in vinyl. A little bit more expensive than I remember as a child, but nonetheless, vinyl is making a resurgence. And, of course, people are also discovering their vinyl record collections from days gone by, and they need something to play them back on. And the LP60 RD is the perfect choice.
The funny thing is, and just before we talk about this particular model, you know, my wife says I'm, you know, a pack rat, I save everything. And she wanted to get rid of all of our albums for the past 30-some years. And I'm like, no, I'll just keep them. They look good in that box in the closet. Well, now I can pull them out and I can start playing them again. I'm so excited.
Well, it is. And in fact, I actually have one of these sitting in my office. And I've brought in some of my old records. And sometimes when I don't want to listen to the radio, I'll put on my record player and play an album in my office. It's pretty cool.
It really is. And like I said, for people that are a little bit older than Alex, we remember these days. And for the young people like Alex and his generation, they can get into it and they can learn about it and enjoy it old school. I don't even know how else to say it, Steve. I am so excited.
It is really cool. And it's funny because, you know, someone brought in a whole bunch of records that one of their neighbors was giving away for a move. And these were all things from the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and we just kind of glommed onto them. And I've been playing some old big band records of artists I never heard of, but were just amazing from back in the day.
And just what we need across the country is another hobby. You go on vacation, you know, and now you got to go into these vinyl stores to pick up new albums because now you can listen to them.
Exactly. And we have the ideal thing to listen to these on, and this is our LP60 red meaning it's a fashionable piece as well. It is a bright red turntable. It's fully automatic. It's a belt drive turntable. Belt drive is going to give you a little bit more smoother playback compared to the idler wheel turntables that I remember as a kid. And it'll play 33 and a third and 45 RPM records. And it's automatic so that when the tone arm reaches the end of the record, instead of just sitting there in the rollout groove, as they call it, it'll actually lift the tone arm up off the record and return it back to its resting point. So if you get to the end of the record and you're not there to stop the turntable, it will stop itself automatically.
And talk about the needle, you know, that you know, I'm looking at the picture of it and such. You know, talk about that. You know, where will we be able to replace them? Because sooner or later, that's going to run out, correct?
Well, correct. The needle is definitely something that over time and will wear out. It's just kind of a nature of the beast.
It has to.
Audio-Technica got its start in doing cartridges and needles way back when in the 70s. And the nice thing about this is it is a replaceable needle. It's a replaceable stylus. The other thing is people do break them if they're not careful. You have to be a little careful playing a record, more so than maybe putting a CD in a player. But if you do damage the stylus, you can easily replace it, and it's sold through our parts department. It's also sold through dealers that are carrying the vinyl and carrying the turntables.
Very perfect. And before we run out of time, and I always explain to people and to listeners that, you know, we never pre-talk. I never pre-talk to any interview that I do. You know, it's live. We do it as we go. And I'm not overly familiar with the product. Where do you plug the speakers in? Is that in the back just like any PA system?
Uh-huh. Well, you know, back in the day, you used to have to need a stereo system with a special phono input. Well, with this turntable, it has an output that'll plug into a powered speakers. It'll plug into an audio input on a computer. It'll plug into a tabletop stereo's line input. So you don't need that special phono preamplifier that you used to require with some of the older turntables. So I have a little tabletop stereo on my office that had a line input. Actually, it was for a mini disc player, if you remember those.
Sure.
And my turntable plugged right into that connection point, and it works absolutely perfectly. So it's designed to work with modern stereo equipment that doesn't have the old phono inputs that used to be on the stereos back when I was growing up.
I strongly recommend, with the holidays coming up, some holidays, my holiday starts on Sunday, you still have time to get out to and purchase this product if you're not able to win it at 11:59 tonight. Steve, where can they go get, not that they need more information, but if they want to check it out, look at how awesome it is. What other colors does it come in other than red?
You know, it also comes in a blue finish, and of course the original silver black classic is the one that I have. So it comes in a red, it comes in a blue, and it comes in a silver black finish as well. And you can find out more about these turntables by visiting our website, which is www.audio-technica.com. And it's under the turntable section, and there is a nice photo of the product along with all the specifications and features.
Awesome.
So you can learn everything you need to know about this guy before you go out and buy one.
It is a phenomenal-looking product, and I will be on the website later on today to purchase one. I think it'll look great in the studio. I can play all those old albums. I'm looking forward to it. Steve, enjoy your weekend, and I believe we talk again in 2 weeks.
We talk again in 2 weeks, right before the holidays. Randy, enjoy yours as well, and stay warm.
We will talk soon. Steve Savanu, everybody, from Audio Technica. And when we return, I want to tell you a funny situation, a funny little tidbit that happened in the Tampa Bay Buccaneer locker room yesterday, coming right on the heels of the holiday season. With that said, this is Talking Sports, brought to you by Jubei Sports. Check them out at jubeisports.com. That's J-U-B-E-I sports.com. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
At Tour de Pizza, we pride ourselves on making delicious, healthy food at an affordable price. Signature pizzas, fresh salads, hearty subs, and calzones. Tour de Pizza has it all and offers dine-in, carry-out, and delivery service. Tour de Pizza is located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. So give them a call today, 727-895-5555. 727-895-5555. You'll be glad you did.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
I'd like to welcome Tampa Arms Company to the Talking Sports and the Players Show family. Tampa Arms Company provides it all, from training classes for pistol, rifles, and shotguns, as well as the concealed carry classes, to AR-15 build classes. That's where you'll learn to build your very own AR-15, and at the end of the class, you keep the rifle. Online ordering is available with over $1 billion in firearms and accessories at TampaArmsCompany.com. Classes free trust, and products are also available at Tampa Arms Company. Check them out today at TampaArmsCompany.com. Springfield, Glock, Century Arms, Remington, Smith & Wesson, plus much, much more. And no limits of ammo. If it's in stock, buy the quantities you want. That's Tampa Arms Company.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Boomer Esiason, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris, so stay right there.
So what's your thoughts now that you've seen the play?
That ball was underthrown. It was right in the front section of the end zone. As you said, everybody, all the defenders were behind him. They were halfway into the end zone. Yeah, there's no way that he should have been as open as he was.
But did you see the face mask call before?
From that angle, from the video, you can barely see his helmet move.
Right, he nicks it.
But you do see some movement, so...
So
fair is fair.
In the words that I would have used last night, shut the hell up.
Yeah.
You know, it was a penalty. It's BS. Yeah. It's small. It is what it is. But
per the rules.
Per the rules. They don't make the rules. They just enforce them.
Yeah.
And unfortunately for the Detroit Lions, so sad, so sad.
It is what it is. But I was scrolling through the my primary news source known as Facebook feed, and I saw an article saying that Barry Bonds is returning to baseball. Don Mattingly, who
needs to get more home runs.
Apparently, yeah, he needs to take more credit for home runs because he's now going to be the hitting coach for the Florida Marlins under brand new manager Don Mattingly. How about that 1-2 punch? You think their offense will improve since last year?
No. No. You know,
they can't go hit for him.
Yeah, exactly. A, they can't hit for him. What's Barry going to teach him? How to wear body armor to go up to the plate?
Hey, for all we know, he might.
How to drink orange juice? It's like how I do it. Apple juice? Prune juice?
Gosh.
Because juice is a good thing to have when you drink, you know,
apparently.
A beverage.
Apparently.
No. Now, you know, I remember that there were a couple guys, Harry the Hat Walker, I believe was his name, was a hitting coach. There was also the guy that was with the Kansas City Royals, never did great in the majors, never did great in the minors. But he became the biggest guru. He was George Brett's batting coach. He was the Royals batting coach. What is he going to come and teach him? What could Barry Bonds do? And this isn't a jump on Barry Bonds. Bonds either hit a home run, got hit in the armor, or struck out.
Or walked.
Because you didn't want to hit the body armor.
Now, I understand what you're saying because, again, he's not getting paid to swing the bat anymore. And these guys have obviously hit well enough up to this point to get to the majors. So it's not like they're brand new to the concept of hitting. But every single team has a hitting coach. They have a bevy, if you will. That's my word of the day, bevy.
That's short for juice beverage.
I see what you did.
Okay.
They have people there that are part of a hitting staff. So they obviously feel that it makes a difference in some way, shape, or form. Right?
Sure.
They're paying them money. Sure. They're paying them millions of dollars.
Sure.
So,
all right, I'm going to let you pick the next subject. Stay on baseball, David Price with the Boston Red Sox,
okay.
Or probably go someplace we really don't want to go with your best friend.
So David Price getting signed by the Boston Red Sox for $217
million.
You don't
want to talk to
Rib? We can after we talk Price.
Okay, talk Price and then
we'll talk Price first.
Okay.
Obviously gives them a lot of credibility. They had lost.
They need credibility?
They do.
The Boston Red Sox need credibility.
From a pitching standpoint, they lost a lot when they got rid of Lester. They tried to lowball him. He didn't bite. He left. He was their no-kidding ace.
What did they offer him?
4 years, $70 million.
And what did they give Price?
7 years, $217 million.
Okay.
Yeah, put that together. So they needed to have that big name. Otherwise, their ace was Clay Buchholz, somebody who, for all intents and purposes, is still coming up in the league. He's not, he doesn't have that same poise on the mound. He's not an ace, but they had to use him as an ace.
I do like the fact that he's back in the East. I like that because now I want to see the Tampa Bay Ray fans step up and boo him.
He's been in the East, though.
Where's
Toronto?
Oh, well, yeah, that's true. Yeah, but it was towards the end.
Still, they had their opportunity to boo him.
No, I know, but now I want him because supposedly the hatred is the Red Sox and stuff, and David Price was the loved guy, you know. So I just want to see how this plays out.
I'm curious to see because David Ortiz and David Price have had a
history.
Long and very well documented, feud, and so they have to put that aside and go out. And play on the same team.
Do they have to put it aside?
It's a little bit different because of one's a pitcher, one's a DH
non-player.
Yeah, slash first baseman maybe on a couple of games. So it's not quite the same. But especially when you're talking about inside the clubhouse, you're talking about veteran leadership, you're going to lean on both of those guys. And especially with David Ortiz, this being his last year, he has announced his retirement after this next season. You have to pass on the torch, if you will.
First, I don't like when they announce that they're going to retire down the road. You know, I'd like to, you know, 2 weeks, hey, I'm calling it quits. I'm done now. You know, these farewell tours and stuff, it's ridiculous. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers story that I have, I'm going to save just before our next interview.
Gotcha.
Before we go to the break, before we get prepared for that, I would say he's your biggest fan, but I've been told you have a bigger one. But let's
go. Do I know who it is?
Yeah, I believe you do. Okay. He follows you around like a puppy dog in the gym. But with that said, let's go to the phone lines. Your favorite radio fan would be the great, the one, the only Rib. Rib, how are you?
Hello?
What's up, Rib?
This is Rob.
Rib, what do you want?
Hello?
Okay, goodbye. Nice talking to you. I tried. What else can I do? I tried.
You open up the door.
I tried. I tried to let him on to talk to you.
Can't make him walk through.
What prediction could he have had? The Falcons are going to win by 21.
Could have been one of them.
Tony Romo is going to
come back before the end of the season.
Play in the Super Bowl. let me think. What else? What else is going on? Hockey. The Lightning are not going to go back to the Stanley Cup Finals.
I think he told me the Lightning would lose their next 40.
There you go. See?
Their next 40. Okay.
I'll take the bet.
I think I will.
That's the second best bet line that I should, could, would, and will bet. I should have bet the Holly Holm, which I said was going to happen. And then I should bet that they're going to lose the next 40 games.
Money in the bank.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, welcome.
Buccaneer story.
I consider the Atlanta Falcons a rival, but of the rivals in the division, I consider them last. I believe the Carolina Panthers are the biggest rival, all stemming back to what happened, you know, quite a few years ago where I believe it was, it had to have been a punt return, fair catch, dude gets drilled. The Panther just nearly decapitates him. And that started the heated rivalry. Now, has that continued on, or is it just because they're the better team in the division right now of the other three? I don't want to say they're better in the Bucs because they are. But
I know what you're saying, but again, we get back to the question that you've brought up, especially recently, for example, between Alabama and Auburn. Is it a rivalry anymore if it's not competitive?
And I say it is.
Most
people say it's not. You know, I remember I interviewed Jim Plunkett.
Okay.
And we were talking, and I said how I like the mystique of the Oakland Raiders. I like that, you know, the whole image. And he goes, but it's not anything if you don't win. Well, the image is one thing, but don't tell me Alabama can beat Auburn, for 50 straight years.
Mm-hmm.
It's still a rivalry. It's still those two teams. Go into it real quick, Auburn fan. Could you imagine you being that, I believe he's the running back. Is it the running back that has the Auburn tattoo for Alabama?
I saw that.
Hello.
I saw that. That was awesome.
He went to Auburn High School.
Right.
He committed to Auburn. And then he has this one of the ugliest tattoos I've ever seen because it's the Auburn logo.
Right.
And then he decommits and goes to Alabama.
And on his arm. Hey, it is what it is. He's obviously still allowed to play at Alabama. Nick Saban hasn't kept him off the depth chart.
And he's a superstar stud. But
so, I mean, hey.
What is stupider? Seriously. Getting an Auburn tattoo,
mm-hmm.
which is stupid. Or then, I guess you can't say it's stupid. It's having massive basketballs to then decommit with that stupid thing on your arm and going to the arch rival. You go somewhere else, you're just not the brightest. But you go to Alabama.
Go to Alabama,
with
of all
Auburn
places.
Auburn tattoo?
Yeah.
Wow, I just couldn't see it. You're
it is what it is.
Former Gator, possibly former Auburn coach. Have you heard this?
Muschamp,
possibly to South Carolina?
I'm perfectly fine with it.
Because you just want to get rid of him. it's not that you want him to go to South Carolina.
There was a lot of mystique that was coming with Muschamp.
Why?
Honestly, I'm not entirely sure. There was a big deal made that it's the Boom Brothers or Brothers of Booms, whatever their nickname was, having Malzahn and Muschamp back on the same Auburn team. I didn't really know that it was supposed to be a big deal. There was a big deal made when it first happened, but obviously it never panned out at all. From the very first game of the season, it's like, okay, well, this is bad because they're playing Louisville, they're blowing them out, and then the defense stopped playing in the middle of the third quarter, and Auburn was lucky that they held on to win that game. Auburn was picked to be 11-1 and in the top four in the playoff at the end of the season. And I'm thinking at best they're 8-5 after a bowl game. Don't know how that was going to, if they were going to win or lose that bowl game, but they're 6-6. It never panned out. Never panned out. They don't recruit quarterbacks. They recruit athletes to play quarterback. And then the defense has been abysmal the last couple years. Muschamp was supposed to come in, change everything. In, out, done. I don't know who they're going to bring in, but at least in my mind, it's only up from here.
What about Bisaccia? Have you heard that?
No.
You know, there's talk about Rich Bisaccia also in the running for South Carolina. So do you want to go somebody that's been there, or do you want to give the opportunity to what a lot of people believe is an up-and-coming guy that will eventually get some head coaching job?
You know, honestly, I say give it to the new guy.
And I will become, well, I almost said it, a South Carolina fan. I was going to say something different, but I'm not going to do that. I will become a South Carolina fan if Rich is because Rich is a cool dude. You know, Rich was the special teams coach here with the Bucs. Rich Bisaccia went to, I was going to use it as a trivia. You want to do it as a trivia? Let's do it as a trivia. Where did Rich Bisaccia go to college? First person that tweets it, texts it, because a lot of fans have either your or my phone number, posts it on Facebook, or sends us an email at knockoutradio.com. The first person, I will send some Wicked Good Cupcakes. What college did Rich Bisaccia go to? I've said it numerous times. Well, why you look it
really?
Up? Really what? Where he went?
You've said this?
I have said it.
Where he went to college.
Yeah, where he went to college. You look that up. We're going to hit a break when we come back. More shenanigans. This is Talking Sports.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
From music legend Cyndi Lauper and Broadway's own Harvey Fierstein, the Tony-winning best musical about seizing your destiny and being who you want to be. Be inspired by Broadway's huge-hearted hit. Kinky Boots.
Coming to the Straz Center December 1st through 6th. Visit strazcenter.org for tickets now.
Isn't it time you felt the luxury in your massage experience without the expensive prices? Choose to invest in a healthier state of mind with Massage Lux. Visit our North Tampa location or our West Chase location opening soon to receive your first massage for only $38. Massage Lux is known for our highly trained massage therapists who focus on your needs. Plus, Massage Lux also offers facials, skincare products, and waxing services. So what are you waiting for? Experience the luxurious lifestyle you deserve at an affordable price. For more information, visit us at massagelux.com or call 813-681-2232 to schedule your appointment today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick for hair at Got Split Ends Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous.
Split Ends Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course, a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Dylan Hart Jr., and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Welcome back, everybody. Halfway down.
More than half.
A little bit.
Well, just,
just a little bit. Still going to continue on with a little bit of Bucks talk. Obviously, Jameis Winston, big deal when he was first brought in. You had the haters, you had the
lovers.
Where
are the haters? Where are they?
I don't know. They're definitely eating crow right now. He was just named the rookie of the month for the month of November. Seven touchdowns, passing touchdowns, three rushing, passer rating of 84.9, three wins.
Rookie of the year?
Ooh.
Three wins. Three, oh, just in this month.
In November. Yeah, I mean, they're a 500 team. First time in how long? Yeah, that's pretty good.
The reason I ask the question is because I don't know the answer. Okay, now somebody, Ed may know, you may know, what other rookies out there are doing great? Not good, great. I really do think Winston is playing great. You know, for being a rookie in the NFL. You know, he's had the few turnovers in the last couple of weeks, and we know that. But I think without knowing all the other rookies, that, yeah, I would give it to him. Ed, if you have a minute and available, I'd love to hear your thoughts. But that's where I'm at.
Todd Gurley with the Rams.
Oh, yeah. All right.
How's he doing?
Yeah.
He's making a difference. I mean, you know, Jameis is just not making mistakes, which is good. He's not – I don't think he's lighting it up. He's not lighting it up, no. But – he's not getting any help either with these drop balls.
Yeah. Could you imagine the numbers, and could you imagine what would, you know, just those two or three games, that Evans has had the drop.
Can you imagine that guy that once a couple times a year, he wears that number 8 and 7, if he would actually get on the field and catch and block?
No, I don't recall who you might be talking about. I might have to pull up the old roster just to see that one, you know. But, yeah, you know, if he would have had –
Austin Sphere and Jenkins.
Yeah, you know, right.
Okay.
No, I knew. I was just
– okay.
It's called trolling.
Yeah. No, I definitely knew. And he says every week that he's ready. It's the staff that's keeping him off the field.
Well, I just want to know what's so great that they haven't put him on IR and give someone else a chance. This is now 9 weeks. And he's mistake. Not – I'm sorry, he's not Peyton Manning. And all he's really shown us is that he can't catch and he doesn't block. Other than that, he's a great tight end.
There you have it. Of course, our new best friend, Cam, you know, Brate from Harvard,
mm-hmm.
you know, go-to guy, and which is, you know, good for him. You know, that Jenkins is staying off and it's given the opportunity to some other guys. But let's see if Jenkins comes back next year, if he's brought back next year.
Well, then they would – I don't think – the staff wouldn't look very good if they didn't bring him back after weaning him along all these weeks now. It kind of reminds me of a little bit of, what's his name that used to be here? Oh, boy, I forgot. I'm getting old. Oh, Kellen Winslow, Jr.
Right.
Okay. Every week. And I remember Raheem telling, well, he's an older guy. He's 26!
No, exactly. So we do have a very cool interview coming up momentarily. And going to tie it in to what happened in the locker room. So I know that I teased that a pretty interesting thing, kind of funny thing happened in the locker room. And it is coming up. I don't want you to think that I forgot. You know, I know that you've already looked at me three times and said, do you want to talk about the locker room story?
Right.
And I will do it just before the upcoming interview. And that's where, for once, it's going to tie in nicely. As shocking as that sounds, it is going to tie in nicely. So we had five Buccaneers at the show on Monday night.
So there we were.
So
five Buccaneers.
How interesting is it for the first time in, I don't know, honestly, 02, that there still is a shot, there is a chance, and 02 I just threw it out because it's the only year Buccaneer fans should remember,
remember.
And want to remember.
Fondly, at least.
We're in December, and there is still playoff talk being talked.
You're saying there's a chance.
How about this chance? Who loses first, the Carolina Panthers or the Golden State Warriors?
Oh, my goodness. Warriors.
Common sense would say Warriors,
yeah.
Only because they play so much
they
and
play
they play
more
so
often.
Often.
Yeah.
But, and I asked some of the guys in the Buccaneer locker room this week, and, you know, they started to lean towards Golden State. But then they go, who's Carolina play this week? New Orleans. I don't know. A lot of people think, or at least a lot of the Bucks
really?
Think, that New Orleans is going to knock them off. I don't, but a lot of...
This is a team that the Buccaneers, they've already beaten the Saints. Where are they playing? Are they in?
It's in New Orleans. It's in New Orleans. So here's the story.
I don't know. I got Carolina.
Here's the story, and I teased it, you know, all week, and I teased it earlier in the show. So I'm in the Buccaneer locker room, and the Buccaneer staff is going and they're doing the interviews for the big screen, right? You know, what's your favorite this? What's your favorite that?
Yeah.
So they go over to interview Al Marpet,
okay,
the rookie guard. Now I know. Doesn't mean everybody knows, but I know. So they go over to Al and they say, so Al, what is your best Christmas gift? And Al goes, well, I celebrated Hanukkah. So now they're like, they're scrambling, right? Okay, all right. So what's your best Hanukkah gift? So he throws a couple things out. They all leave. And I said, so Al, have you heard about the newest thing? And it's really super cool. It was on Shark Tank. And I said, do you know about the mensch on the bench? And he looked at me. He goes, what are you talking about? So I start explaining the mensch on the bench to Al Marpet in the Buccaneer locker room. Some people are now listening and paying attention to it. And I thought I told the story pretty well.
Okay.
But there is one guy that definitely can tell the story better than I.
Okay.
He was on Shark Tank from mensch on the bench, Neil Hoffman. Neil, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Not too bad. It really was cool talking to Al about it. You know, like I said, they asked him about Christmas. He brought up Hanukkah. I jumped on it. I knew that's where the direction of the interview was going to go, so I wanted to talk to him about mensch on the bench. Tell everybody, you know, the thinking. I mean, I know it. I live it, being Jewish. But explain to everybody, you know, the premise of mensch on the bench.
And how cool is it? We don't get a lot of mensch talk in the locker room, let's be honest. So it's really cool to hear that. And, you know, the Elf on a Shelf has been this great phenomenon that has happened for the past, you know, 10 years. And what happens is you move your elf around, or the elf moves himself around, and every night tells Santa if the kids have been good or bad. And moms have gotten really creative with all the fun and disturbing things they do with the elf, and it has become a viral phenomenon. And as a Jewish dad, my son was asking for an elf on a shelf, and I just kind of made an offhand joke, and I said, no, dude, you can't. You're Jewish. You can have a mensch on a bench. And fast forward 3 years later, my house has, you know, 2,000 mentions in it. We have been on Shark Tank, the Today Show, The View. I mean, it's been absolutely amazing. And over 100,000 Jewish families now have mentions.
You know, and like I said to you earlier, and like I mentioned on the show, it is a story that I've lived and we've lived in our house here because the kids did want it. And I said the exact same thing to them. Yeah, the elf is cool, but it's not our religion. You know, it's a shame. And then I'm watching Shark Tank. I have a couple other sponsors. Wicked Good Cupcakes is involved with this. And I'm like, that's it. It's the mensch on the bench.
Well, you know, I think what's happened is as Hanukkah has gotten bigger and bigger, you know, to kind of compete with Christmas. Christmas continues to add characters, right? They have Frosty, Santa, elves, you know, Charlie Brown's Christmas special. It just goes on and on. And as Jews, we just didn't have that character that we could identify with. And nobody had really done it with the Maccabees in a really great way. And nobody had created something from scratch. And it started off with, I thought I had kind of something cute with a rhyming name. But, you know, I want to do something more with it. So I wrote a book about Mensch, which is means a good person. And when you have Hanukkah, the miracle is that the light, the oil, lasted for 8 nights instead of just one. So this Mensch sits on the bench and watches over the oil. And each day they can't believe that it's still lit. And each day he introduces a different concept to the kids, whether it's dreidel or latkes. And, you know, for a bunch of your listeners, if you're not Jewish, this is a great introduction, called Jewish Light, you know, to just get introduced to the story of Hanukkah in a fun way.
Are you surprised, and you shouldn't be, but are you surprised at how successful it's been? You know, I've gone to a couple of the stores to try to purchase. They're sold out. I've gone online, and I know that there's limited up because everybody is buying them. Is that shocking, or is that one thing that you sit back and go, God, this is cool?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, when I came up with the idea, I put together kind of this 5-year plan in my head of here's what I would love to see. And it was going to be, we're going to have a Mensch cartoon. We're going to have a Mensch app. We're going to have Mensches in every household and dreidels and menorahs. And our 5-year plan got accelerated to a 2-year plan. And we now have all this cool stuff. And I know we were talking offline and you said, hey, can you send me some? And normally I'd just send you a case of Mensches, but I mean, I'm sold out. And the stores are getting sold out, and it's amazing to see that it's not a one-hit wonder. That's what I was a little worried about was we put it out last year. Does it disappear? But no, all these Jewish families that got it last year are bringing it back out, and it's becoming kind of a centerpiece of their tradition.
And it definitely should be. And you know, full disclosure, when you were on Shark Tank, we jumped on the website right away. Sold out and we couldn't get it. Were you a little surprised as we watched Mark Cuban, you know, a fellow Jewish person, his kind of chuckle when you first started to tell the story?
You know, I call this the William Hung effect, right? So I think they brought me on the show because at first glance, I look like a joke and I understand that, right? I don't take myself too seriously. I come out with a very, very specific Jewish doll concept that makes everybody laugh. And, you know, the race for me was, could I get out the fact that I'm a toy guy who's been at Hasbro Toys and I have $750,000 in sales before they all say no? And that was the race against time. And, no, I mean, you know, Cuban laughed at it because it is ridiculous. I mean, it's ridiculous that it's successful, that last year it was, for a few days, in the top 10 Amazon toys. I mean, a Jewish doll being in the top 10 Amazon toys should never happen. It's so absurd. So, yeah, I wanted Cuban because of his experience in the movie area where we want to do a cartoon. But, no, the fact that he was laughing, I mean, it's a laughable concept. You know, we don't take ourselves that seriously.
Well, and you know, I'm going to take the flip side just for a second, and I do appreciate your time. Being Jewish, you know, coming from a family of Jewish people, we were at the big, because I don't want to get in trouble, amusement place in Orlando over the weekend, and they have these massive stores at a place that's called Happy Island, okay, just to cover myself. They have five kabillion Christmas things in there and three Jewish items.
Well, you know, it's hard, you know, we're only 2% of the population. So we as you say, walk bigger than we are a little bit because there are, you know, a lot of Jewish personalities and a lot of presence out there. But, you know, only one out of every 50 customers that come in are going to be Jewish. So on one hand, it makes sense that you don't have a ton of Jewish items out there. But we do want the opportunity to celebrate the holidays that we do have. And that's, I think, what people have all kind of identified with Mensch and where we've gone out. And my goal is to go from a product to a brand. So we have a singing menorah that teaches you Hanukkah prayers. We have a dreidel. I've Mensch Munch candy bars, wrapping paper, hot chocolate. I mean, if we dream it, we can do it right now. And that is what is so fun. And the Jewish community is rallying behind us. And
well, I don't get passionate. I'm sorry.
I think part of the reason is we're authentic, right?
Sure.
It's not a big company. I'm running this out of my basement, you know, and I think people love that story.
I don't get passionate about much. I'm passionate about this product. I'm passionate about what you're doing. How do people, if they're able to locate it, where can they go? What stores, what website, where can they try to purchase?
Well, the nice thing is we're everywhere. So our website is dementiaonabench.com. We're also in Target, Bed Bath, Barnes & Noble, Michael's, Party City. I mean, if there's a store near you, there's a good chance it has a mention in it. And that is an incredible feat in and of itself.
That is definitely awesome. We are going to give one away before the end of the show. Neil, thank you very much for your time, and hopefully we can talk again soon.
Well, happy Hanukkah.
Same to you and your family. That is Neil Hoffman from Mensch on the Bench. And, yes, we will give one away. Let's do it. What's going on this weekend? Josh Thompson fights this weekend. So, I mean, maybe we could do it. You want to do it with the Bellator fight or the Bucks game? Let's do the Bucks game.
Let's do Bucks game.
All right,
yeah.
Let's do the Bucks game. So you have until Sunday to go to the website, knockoutradio.com, and send final score. Who's going to win in final score of the Bucks game?
How big of a difference is Devontae Freeman going to make?
Oh, huge.
Now that he's going to be back for this weekend against the Bucks.
And the reason that he's going to be back is so that he can exchange his jersey with somebody on the Buccaneers, because that's a big thing now. It's taken off. I've been saying it for years, swapping jerseys. Now it's taken off. I just read an article where the equipment managers now have to log them all in because many guys are trading, and they need to make sure that they have the jersey ready for the next Sunday's game.
So this is a crossover from football into football. This is a practice that's done in soccer. Just for everybody playing.
Oh, there you go.
Playing the home game.
Playing the home game. Speaking of the home game, I believe Larry's on the line. Let's see what's up with Larry. Larry, you there?
Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Y'all doing?
Doing amazing.
We're doing fine. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. You know, two different reasons why I was calling, Randy. I was thinking, I mean, I'm a big you remember a few years ago when Peyton went to Denver?
Uh-huh.
I'm a big Raiders fan. And when that happened, I said, "Boy, how can I like? I love Peyton Manning, and I got through it. I was pulling for Peyton, and still love my Raiders too. And now with Price going to Boston, I love David Price. Now he's going to the Boston Red Sox. I'm going through another dilemma, in which I still like that with David Price, and that's not going. It's hard for that to change, but now he's going to be pitching against the enemy."
Yeah, so how do you do it? You know, how do you love a guy, not love a guy, then love him again? You know what I'm saying? It is difficult. Being a non-fan, you know, of most things, it's easy for me to say or disconnect or connect. But coming from somebody like you that is a passionate fan, how do you do it?
Yeah, so I just take one day at a time, Randy, so what I'm going to do, I put when he's not pitching, I'm pulling against the Red Sox, and when he's pitching. But when he's playing against us, I'm pulling with the Rays, so. I just do it that way and say, if we don't make the playoffs, then they make it, and I'll pull for them. I do it that way, hope that he do well. But I'm still a Ray. I'm not leaving a Ray. It's just that I still like David Price. Even when we were with Toronto, I was with Toronto. But we'll see.
What you can do, Larry, is when David is pitching against the Rays, you just pull for him while he's pitching. He gets pulled in the seventh or eighth inning, and then you just hope the relief pitcher gets absolutely shelled. And the Rays come back and win.
All right, taking that one step further, Larry, let me ask you this. The Red Sox are playing the Rays. I don't care where. It can be at Fenway or Tropicana. And David Price is pitching I was going to say no-no, but let's say a perfect game against the Tampa Bay Rays at home. So I do care. It's going to be at the Trop. It's the bottom of the ninth inning. David Price is pitching a perfect game, two outs, full count. What's the next pitch?
It was a perfect game. Let's throw a ball, man. Throw a ball.
Throw a ball? Throw a ball.
Wow.
All right.
He still get a no-hitter, just not a perfect game.
All right, so all right, so then let me change it. It's now a no-hitter being pitched. He's walked three batters. So it's bases loaded. Bottom of the ninth, he's pitching a no-hitter with the bases loaded.
What's the score? We going to lose anyway?
We'll say it's 1-0. It's 1-0 Boston. Bases loaded. He's walked four or three batters. Or no, you know, we're not going to put it all on David Price. He walked one, and there was two errors. So it's bases loaded.
Okay.
Now it's a full count. It's 1-0 Red Sox, bottom of the ninth, Tropicana.
Well, I want the Rays to win, so I don't care who is. What's wrong with the Rays? I can live with that one. Now, we down 10-0, we ain't going to win anyway, then let them win.
Well, then, you know, let me ask you a question, and I think you and I have talked about it, and Wags, I don't know if you were here then or not, and give me your take. A couple times, and I've been pretty vocal about it, guy breaks up a no-hitter with a bunt late in the game, 4-0, 5-0. Are you for that, to break it up that way, Larry, or break it up at all costs?
Randy, just like when you losing 30-0 and your team is 4th and 5 on the 10-yard line, a guy kick a field goal. I guess do what you got to do so you don't get – just get a run. If that's what you have to do, do what you have to do. It won't bother.
That's what I've always said. I could care less. Lay the bunt down.
You're going to lose anyway. Go ahead and get a score again.
Be Shane Victorino. Lean into something. Get hit. Whatever
Absolutely.
You have to do
get on
you know, to break it up. All right, Larry, what was the second thing?
I don't talk about that one so much. Golden State. I know you mentioned the question. I think you're going to lose the game. Could we say they're the best? I don't know if they're the best team out there. It's something going on. I don't understand it. How Curry got, man. I seen him a good ball player, but he's kind of scary. I said he's so small, but the boy can shoot. So I don't. And you ask the question, who's going to lose first? And I'm thinking, I don't know if they're the best team. If they don't win the championship, the year that New England Patriots were undefeated and get to the Super Bowl game and lose. So I'm thinking, I think Cleveland's going to be with it healthy. I still believe that. So when they play Cleveland, I don't know what that schedule is right now. When they play Cleveland, if they're healthy, I think Cleveland can beat them.
That should be a good game. You know, Larry, that's a game that I'm looking forward to and may even go to. You know, since, as everybody knows, we kind of have an inside, what do we want to call him?
Inside man.
Yeah, an inside man. And he does play inside, but he shoots outside a lot. You know, so you like that. So we could, you know, probably get tickets from Maurice Spates to go up. But, yeah, I want to see a healthy Cleveland take on Golden State.
Now, Larry, obviously we haven't had a chance to talk to it up till now, but want to get your thoughts. What's your favorite Kobe Bryant moment over his last 20 seasons since we're almost to the end of the show?
Before Larry does, I'm gonna answer mine real quick. His retirement. Go ahead, Larry. What's yours?
Well, so I'm a Celtics fan now. I think with the Celtics beating, I'm going. I guess a positive side when they won Shaquille won the game. I think he hugged Shaquille, picking him up, running on the court. I think they won the championship that year when they were down. I think 3-1 or something against Portland, and they came back or whatever. I think that was a memory. I mean, it was a positive. But
sure.
Being a Celtics fan, I'm going to say when the Celtics beat them about 7 years ago.
I do like his most recent the news clip when he said, I am one of the top 200 players in the NBA.
Top 200, yeah.
All right, Larry.
He's a good ball player. I would say that. Even with Celtics fan, you don't like the Lakers, he's a great ball player. And retirement is something you got to do.
And I'm only going to – Larry, I'm going to correct one word. He was a great ball player. I mean, you know, he's an NBA player, and every NBA player are good players. He was a great player. He'll go into the Hall of Fame, but I wouldn't call him a great player anymore. Unfortunately, he may. You know, a lot of the Buccaneers are huge fans. They don't call him great players anymore. He's a good player. He's not even barely playing.
Yeah, I kind of feel sorry for him, but I'm not. I say I'm a Celtics man. You can't you want to see the Lakers fall down, so. And one way it hurt, another way it's good. It's pros and cons about the side. It's retiring. It's good. It's understandable. But even like Garnett playing with Minnesota right now, it just don't have it anymore. I know they need the money or what. It just don't have it anymore.
Yeah, I don't think they need the money. And Larry, thanks for the call. I just think they can't get away from it. They can't leave the locker room.
It's just that time, though.
Final second. Bucks win, Falcons win. Who are you taking?
Bucks.
I'm taking the Bucks as well. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At KO Waves.
Giving away a mensch on the bench. Just send in an email.
Right back on top of me, yeah. But if you think you're going to get away from me, you better change your mind. You're going home. You're going home with me tonight. Let me hold you. Go caress my back. Turn me on, turn me on.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay.